This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and our show is brought to you by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. And we're talking with Darren Jesse, the product marketing manager for the Chevy Bolt and the Chevy Volt. And right now we're focusing on the Chevy Bolt. And right before we went to break, you were just about to go into a new technology that you've added to the Bolt, right?
Sure. It's another Chevrolet first for the Bolt EV, and that's called Surround Vision. And as we were developing and designing the Bolt EV, we were thinking about that urban environment, that environment where the parking spaces aren't very large and that you need to maneuver the vehicle in a very tight space. And there's a lot of obstructions, a lot of things that maybe are below the sight line of what you can see outside the driver's position. And so we placed a camera on every side of the vehicle. And essentially we take those four images, we stitch them together with some advanced software, and we create what we call a bird's eye view of the vehicle. And so as I'm backing up, not only going to get that rear camera display in the center screen, I'm also going to get an additional display, and that is a viewpoint of the car from up above. And I can see all the lane markings. I can see the curb. I can see potholes. Anything that would be an obstruction as I'm trying to maneuver into a tight space is visible right there on that large 10.2-inch screen.
Yeah, this is one of the best things for parking in tight spaces where you just can't quite see everything and you're near somebody else's car and you don't want to dent it, and It's really just an awesome feature.
Yeah, and the great thing about it is I can pinpoint and actually get the, we all are concerned about getting door dings, and so I want to be able to park right in the middle between the two cars, and this camera allows us to do that.
Yeah, now, one thing I saw was that you can use your phone as the key fob, is that right?
Yes, that's another first for Chevrolet. We are introducing a new technology we call the feature KeyPass, but it's using a Bluetooth signal that uses very low energy. And so by using that, I'm going to leave the Bluetooth signal on all the time. Even if the car is shut off, that Bluetooth signal is going to be on. And when my phone has been paired to that vehicle, now the car is always searching for my phone. And as I get close to the vehicle, up to about 230 feet of range, the vehicle is going to automatically connect to my phone, and now my phone can become the key fob. I can unlock, lock, I can remote start. But even better, it's going to wake up and turn on its lights and kind of let you know where in the parking lot it's located.
Yeah, so if you're kind of looking around in that dark, giant parking lot, like, where did I park? All of a sudden you have a beacon to look for.
And this is kind of the platform we're going to use as we go forward into car sharing models. That's kind of the rage these days about how do we engage those urban dwellers who may not own a car but may want to rent a car for a few hours. And so why not have them be paired to that car through an encryption that we send in an email? And so that service sends them that encryption. They're paired to the vehicle. As they approach this parking lot, they don't know what color the car they're renting, but that the one car that turned its lights on, that must be theirs. They walk up to it, they can unlock it, get in the car. And eventually we'll get to that encryption where the key fob is no longer needed to start the car. And now my car sharing service can operate without having to find out how do I transfer that key fob so that people can operate it.
Right. Now, before we go, tell people where they can go to find out more and when they're going to be available and all the rest.
Sure thing. So the Chevrolet Bolt EV will start production at the end of this year. It's produced in Orion Township, Michigan. And so obviously as we get closer to the end of the year, hopefully we'll get a few out into the dealership by Christmas. But until then, if you want to find out more information, you can go to our website at chevrolet.com/BoltEV.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Darren Jesse, the product marketing manager for the Chevy Bolt and the Chevy Volt. This is Pop Tech Radio, and we'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Haynes, the worldwide leader in automotive and motorcycle repair information for over 50 years. We'll be right back.